Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Recently, I posted a photo on social media of a giant puffball. Many people had never seen a fungi that large. There were some fun comments and serious comments. I received phone calls, emails, messages, private messages. People were just asking so many questions about mushrooms. So today's show is called Mushroom Mania. Do I eat them or not? Wild or store-bought? Are they good for you? Do they all taste alike? What is their real purpose in nature? Can I get sick from eating wild? Can I die from eating wild? I heard that they said they were a superfood. So is this true? So to answer your questions, yes, both, no, decomposer, no, a few, and yes. I guess I probably should explain. You see, mushrooms are beneficial both to nature and our diet. But, and you always hear me say this, let's be safe. So let's go to nature first, because hey, I'm an environmental scientist. That makes sense. Mushrooms fall into three categories. So let's get in. Part of this is your ecology 101. Some are symbiotic, means they work in association. In ecology, association means things are working together, and that is a key term. So they work together with a plant to help it increase its access to water and minerals. So what do the fungi get? You see, in that association, you get something, I get something, and the fungi actually get carbohydrates from plants. Then there is the saprophytic ones. These are the decomposers. They are digesting organic matter, breaking down. You may have seen them on a fallen log, leaf litter, which is all the leaves under the forest, in the forest, stems of plants, etc. And a couple that come to mind right away is turkey tail fungi. Yes, it looks like turkey tail out there. And it's really neat when you're teaching children getting into nature and you show them that one. They go, wow, that's cool. And the other are shelf fungus. And it looks like shelves. You know, you put up shelves in a home or you got this set of stairs. I've seen shelf fungus large enough. No, you could not walk on them, but they're large enough that you could, it looks like you can actually climb the tree. It's a dead, you know, we call them snags, dead trees. They are so cool to see. And the third type is parasitic. They will attack the host plant and, believe it or not, insect. These are microscopic mushrooms, and they only attack unhealthy hosts. So you see, they're out there, and their job is to take care of those that are unhealthy. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, mushrooms are made of chitin, which is not cellulose. It's like plants, but it's bendable. And it's able, and this is the cool thing, and you're going to see when we get to studying about humans, it's able to defend against outside pathogens. And yes, they are a superfood. It sounds like some music should be playing, dun, dun, dun. So, you know, let's talk about the importance of mushrooms in your diet. So think about these things. Because I always have, and again, many of it is children, like, well, I don't like mushrooms. Did you ever taste them? No. I don't like the way they look. Well, I may not like the way that you look, but if I'm going to just, and I'm joking, by the way, I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to chat with you and find out, wow, this person really is okay. Well, these mushrooms really are okay because they are a great source of fiber. They are high in protein. For those of you that are on some type of vegetarian diet, that's key for you. They're high in B vitamins, selenium, potassium, vitamin D, and antioxidants, which are cancer-fighting agents. They are specifically helpful in fighting breast cancer and pancreatic cancer. Shiitake mushrooms, they boost your immune system. the white button mushrooms. You see these most times in stores and the packages. And again, in stores, you will see many types of mushrooms, but the white buttons are typically the number one mushroom you find there. They're great inflammatory, and it prevents respiratory infections. So think about this. With all the COVID that's going on right now and the flu season going on right now, having white button mushrooms in, again, we'll talk food later on because you know me and food, I got to eat all the time. Well, mushrooms that have great antioxidants are porcinis, the golden oyster, the paiapino, the oyster, the lion's mane, the maitake, and the shiitake. You see, mushrooms also are a great prebiotic. That means that they're helping the good bacteria in your gut. It provides balance. You know, think about this. We always talk about acidophilus. We look for yogurts and things like that. Well, you're going to get it here as well. So now let's head to the forest. To eat or not to eat wild mushrooms? Well, the saying you always hear, and this isn't just for mushrooms, the when in doubt, throw it out. So we want to make sure that we are eating something that is edible and not poisonous. Well, worldwide, there's over 100 million species of mushrooms. So how am I going to learn about them? If you're intent about learning about wild mushrooms, I highly recommend taking a mushroom course. Yes, they have many of them. The environmental centers in your state, the state extension programs many times offer them, and I just call them Mushroom 101. You'd like to go out with a mycologist. This is a scientist who studies mushrooms. When you're with a mycologist, you are learning so much. And I'm also going to say this. Pick up a field guide, but the field guide that actually has color photos. You want these full color photos because we don't want any mistakes. And here's a really cool thing, because right now it is a cool, moist fall, meaning many mushrooms are out. The photo that you're looking, which is my thumbnail for this Mushroom Mania podcast show, I took just stepping out my front door along my road. I've got a long road that leads to the real road that leads to, I guess, the world, so to speak. But I just want you to know that we need to make sure that when we are out there, we are doing the right thing. So let's talk about mushroom rules. You never thought you'd hear about mushroom rules. Well, we need to learn which mushrooms you pick and which ones you cut. And there is a difference. Well, we also want to leave some so they can reproduce. And mushrooms, they don't have seeds. They have spores. And they reproduce by spores. And the way I know this, so think about this. My giant mushroom that I posted in social media and people are going crazy and all that, and that's where the show started. I'm saying growing up a family farm early on, it's the fall. I'm out in the field with my cousin Donnie B, because there's Joey B, Donnie B, and we're out there. And I see this large puffball, never saw one before, and it was late in the season. Didn't know that it was filled with spores. So, hey, I'm a soccer player. What do? You see something big and round? You kick it. I give it this big boot and poof. Millions of spores. Like, there was not an exaggeration. There was this cloud that just went up like around me. I got a comment on Facebook about this, and a friend said, I kicked one time and I saw all these colorful spores, I think, coming up. Was that it? I said, yes, it was. Now, are there poisonous mushrooms out there? The answer is yes. How about the death cap? I think that name probably says it all. The real name is the Amanita. It looks like the Alice in Wonderland toadstool. Well, let's go to my professor many years ago, Dr. Emmerich. And she was so cool because she was up in years then. And we'd be out hiking in the woods and up mountains and crossing streams. And she would just like be motoring along. And then you had like college students going, my feet are going to get wet. Oh, I can't. And she said, come on, let's go. And she would just like motor through. But we learned so much about her out in the field. And we're in the lab one day. And she goes, well, I have two mushrooms here. One's an Alice in Wonderland and one's an Amanita. And she said, well, which one is which? So we pass them around, look at that. And she says, well, these are really old. And they're so old, I can't tell the difference myself. Now, here's an expert on them. And again, these were very old mushrooms, but she, we passed them around. So she said, when in doubt, throw it out. And we talk about other foods, but the hearing from Dr. Emmerich, I was like, all right, there is definite knowledge. Now, my concern about this one came with the puffballs from my friend Marty. And Marty sent me a message and he said that, oh, puffballs, don't eat them. And then as I did my research, and there's something I didn't know, because again, for my shows, I am always researching new information because I want to learn myself. And I found out that the young Amanitas look like small puffball mushrooms before the Amanita grows their gills. So you see, that was the concern. The large puffballs have no resemblance to them at all. Well, there are a few other poisonous ones, and they are the false morel and the little brown mushrooms. But the mushrooms that are edible, the list is so vast. Here, I'm going to give you a few that people are always searching for. Hen of the woods, oyster, chicken of the woods. Well, if you got hen of the woods, you got to have chicken of the woods. The wood ear mushroom, sometimes called the jelly fungus. And it looks just like a little piece of jelly rolling on a branch. I had this oak tree near one of the homes I used to live in, and I would see this one all the time. Did you know that you could grow your own mushrooms? There are many companies that provide mushroom kits. You can go online, you'll see them, and the prices, they vary a little bit. Hey, little investment, but you can, and also, and here's the cool thing about this, there are so many different species of mushrooms available, so if you have a favorite one, you can grow that mushrooms. Well, mushrooms, they add so much to meals. Well, here are a few of my favorite ways to put mushrooms or prepare mushrooms inside a meal. How about mushroom soup? Nothing better. Pasta, whether you're putting gravy or sauce, and we can have a debate show one day on whether you call it the red stuff gravy or do you call it sauce. It depends on where you come from in Italy. So that's one thing my family from Italy calls it gravy. Then you could also put the mushrooms in a creamy sauce on top of it. How about if you've never done this, portobellos, and this is just one of my favorites. If you grill them, they are great. If you've never put mushrooms on pizza, I'm going to tell you, I make this as a side dish. And on Christmas Eve, this has become an appetizer because my family likes it. So in a frying pan, large pan, because I make lots of it, a little extra virgin olive oil, and I begin to saute up some Spanish onions. If you never sauteed Spanish onions, once you saute them up, they get so sweet. I then put in some bell peppers and saute them, and I don't let them get mushy, just like I want a little crunch to those bells. And then I put the mushrooms inside there. And of course, because if you know Joey B, I put some of my hot peppers, most times the hot peppers that I've already jarred, ones that I've grown myself. And I am letting you know that that is just, it's just a great side. It's a great appetizer if you're going to try on a little bit of bread or a really upscale cracker or something like that. How about mushrooms in brown gravy for turkey? You see, things that I think about, mom making brown gravy or my sister Diane, where we've now passed Thanksgiving on to her, with mushrooms in that gravy. How about barley soup is one of my favorites. Mushroom soup is one of my favorites. So how about making mushroom barley soup? And the world's greatest is my mom's risotto. See, most of you would call it risotto. And when I watch food shows on television, they say risotto. But hey, the Italians, we don't use the last letter. It's just risotto. And my mother's risotto with mushrooms in it, there is nothing better to me. So I hope that you are now better educated about mushroom mania. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.